Right, just so I can get your name spelled right, how do you spell your name?
So it's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A,
yeah.
Last name Jambeck, J-A-M-B-E-C-K.
And your specialism is in garbage, rubbish?
Yep. So I'm an environmental engineering professor at the University of Georgia, but my specialty and my research focus is solid waste management.
So, as a housewife, I'm buying my food for my family. What's the most impact I can have as a, just an ordinary housewife? What are the things I'm thinking about while I'm buying my food and cooking it?
Right. So I think it's sort of balancing things to make your life easier, because I know, because I'm a mom, and we, you know, have to run our household too, and there's some things that are convenient, but there's other things that, you know, can be good for the environment if you want to reduce your waste, so reducing your use of single-use items, and so that would be, you know, using a reusable water bottle and trying to remember to take that everywhere instead of having to buy water in disposable water bottles. And taking reusable bags everywhere as well. So those two things I think are, you know, a great way to start that we've been able to get in the habit of and be, you know, consistent about.
And is it in terms of buying your weekly shop? What about changing where you shop? Is that something that helps?
Well, I think, yeah, if you can go somewhere where they have, like, they sell things in bulk with less packaging. So if you look at something, how is something packaged, and you try and buy something that has the least amount of packaging, then that's going to reduce your waste, and you know, as well. Or recyclable packaging if you can't reduce the amount.
You came up with some statistics from your report of how much waste we produce.
Yes.
Could you give me those stats?
Sure. So we estimated that 8 million metric tons of plastic is entering the oceans worldwide from 192 countries that have a coastline.
192 countries that have a...
coastline.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is... So it's a hard number to wrap your head around. So if you think about it, we converted that into a volume, so you can imagine five grocery-size bags full of plastic for every foot of coastline in the world.
Visually, that's very strong, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's brilliant.
Okay.
That's a really good 3 minutes of really great facts that I can use.
Excellent.
Thank you.
I'm glad. You're welcome.